Hello and welcome to your GCSE Biology Revision Podcast. I'm your study guide tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in your biology course, organization. Specifically, we're covering the second part of this topic, which looks at the digestive system, the circulatory system, plant tissues, and how lifestyle factors affect your health. This topic comes up every single year in exams, and it's one where students can really rack up marks if they know their stuff. So whether you're revising for AQA, EdXL, or OCR, this episode has you covered. Grab a pen because you'll want to jot a few things down. Let's get started. Let's begin with the hierarchy of organization. This is the foundation of the whole topic. Living organisms are organized from the smallest level upwards: cells, then tissues, then organ systems, and finally, the whole organism. Think of it like building a house. Bricks are your cells, walls are your tissues, rooms are your organs, and the whole house is the organism. Examiners love asking you to define these terms, so make sure you can give precise definitions. A tissue is a group of cells with a similar structure and function. An organ is a group of different tissues working together to perform a specific function. An organ system is a group of organs working together. Now let's talk about the digestive system. This is a brilliant example of an organ system, and it's packed with exam content. The digestive system breaks down large, insoluble food molecules into small, soluble ones that can be absorbed into the blood. The key players here are enzymes. There are three you absolutely must know. First, amylase. Amylase breaks down starch into sugars. It's produced in the salivary glands, the pancreas, and the small intestine. Second, proteases. These break down proteins into amino acids. They're produced in the stomach, the pancreas, and the small intestine. Third, lipases. These break down lipids, that's fats and oils, into fatty acids and glycerol. Lipases are produced in the pancreas and the small intestine. Now here's a really common exam trap: bile. Candidates often describe bile as an enzyme. It is not an enzyme. Bile is a substance produced by the liver and stored in the gallbladder. It does two things. It neutralizes the acid from the stomach, making the small intestine slightly alkaline, which is the optimum pH for the enzymes there. And it emulsifies fats. It breaks large fat droplets into smaller ones, giving lipase a much larger surface area to work on. Remember, bile is not an enzyme. It does not chemically digest anything. Moving on to the circulatory system. The heart is a double pump, and that word double is important. The right side pumps deoxygenated blood to the lungs to pick up oxygen. The left side pumps oxygenated blood around the rest of the body. This is called the double circulatory system, and it's more efficient because the blood returns to the heart after visiting the lungs before being pumped to the body at high pressure. The heart has four chambers: the right atrium, right ventricle, left atrium, and left ventricle. Blood flows in this order: body, then right atrium, then right ventricle, then lungs, then left atrium, then left ventricle, then back to the body. The valves, including the atrioventricular valves and the semilunar valves, prevent blood flowing backwards. Examiners will ask you to explain the role of valves, so always say they prevent backflow of blood. Now, the three types of blood vessel. Arteries carry blood away from the heart. Remember, A for away and A for artery. They have thick, muscular, elastic walls to withstand the high pressure of blood being pumped from the heart. They have a narrow lumen. Veins carry blood back to the heart. They have thinner walls, a wider lumen, and contain valves to prevent backflow since the blood pressure is lower. Capillaries are the smallest vessels. They have walls that are just one cell thick, which allows efficient exchange of substances, oxygen, glucose, carbon dioxide, and waste products between the blood and the body's cells. Let's move to gas exchange in the lungs. The lungs are adapted for efficient gas exchange through millions of tiny air sacs called alveoli. The alveoli have a very large surface area, a moist lining, a rich blood supply, and walls that are just one cell thick. All of these features reduce the diffusion distance and maximize the rate of gas exchange. Oxygen diffuses from the alveoli into the blood, and carbon dioxide diffuses from the blood into the alveoli to be breathed out. Now, plant tissues. Plants have their own organization system. The key tissues to know are epidermal tissue, the outer protective layer; mesophyll tissue, this is where photosynthesis happens. The palisade mesophyll is packed with chloroplast near the top of the leaf to absorb maximum light. The spongy mesophyll has air spaces for gas exchange. Then there's xylem and phloem, the transport tissues. Xylem carries water and dissolved minerals from the roots upwards to the leaves. It only moves in one direction, upwards. Phloem carries dissolved sugars, mainly sucrose, from the leaves to the rest of the plant. This can move in both directions, up and down. This process is called translocation. Transpiration is the loss of water vapor from the leaves through the stomata. The rate of transpiration is affected by four key factors. Light intensity. More light means stomata, open wider, increasing transpiration. Temperature. Higher temperature increases the rate of evaporation. Humidity. Lower humidity means a steeper concentration gradient, increasing transpiration. Wind speed. More wind removes water vapor from around the leaf, maintaining the concentration gradient. Finally, lifestyle factors and non-communicable diseases. Examiners expect you to link specific risk factors to specific diseases. Smoking increases the risk of lung cancer, cardiovascular disease, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. A diet high in saturated fat and salt increases the risk of cardiovascular disease and obesity. Alcohol increases the risk of liver disease and some cancers. Lack of exercise increases the risk of obesity, type 2 diabetes, and cardiovascular disease. The key word here is risk. These factors increase the probability of disease. They don't guarantee it. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Common mistake number one, describing bile as an enzyme. Write this on a sticky note and put it on your wall. Bile is not an enzyme. It is produced by the liver, stored in the gallbladder, and it emulsifies fats and neutralizes stomach acid. If you call it an enzyme in an exam, you will lose the mark. Common mistake number two, confusing xylem and phloem. Here's a memory trick. Xylem carries water. X marks the spot where water goes up. Phloem carries food. Think of the F sound in phloem for food. Xylem is one directional upwards. Phloem is bidirectional. Common mistake number three, not linking structure to function for blood vessels. When a question asks you to explain why arteries have thick muscular walls, don't just describe the wall. Explain that it withstands and maintains the high pressure of blood pumped from the heart. Always link structure to function. For 6-mark questions on this topic, examiners are looking for a logical sequence of points covering multiple aspects. Use connective words like therefore, because, this means that, for example, the left ventricle has a thicker muscular wall than the right ventricle because it needs to generate more force to pump blood around the entire body, whereas the right ventricle only pumps blood to the lungs. When interpreting data on disease and lifestyle factors, always refer to the data in your answer. Say things like, the data shows that as smoking increases, so does the incidence of lung cancer, suggesting a positive correlation. Examiners award marks for using data, not just general knowledge. Time for a quick quiz. I'll ask the question, pause, then give the answer. Try to answer before I do. Question one. Name the three enzymes involved in digestion and what each breaks down. Amylase breaks down starch into sugars. Protease breaks down proteins into amino acids. Lipase breaks down lipids into fatty acids and glycerol. Question two. What are the two functions of bile? Bile neutralizes stomach acid and emulsifies fats. Question three. What is the difference between transpiration and translocation? Transpiration is the loss of water vapor from leaves through stomata. Translocation is the movement of dissolved sugars through the phloem. Question four. Name two structural adaptations of alveoli that make them efficient for gas exchange. Large surface area, one-cell thick walls, moist lining, and rich blood supply. Any two of those. Let's wrap up the big ideas from today. Organization goes from cells to tissues to organ systems. The digestive system uses amylase, protease, and lipase, and bile is not an enzyme. The heart is a double pump with four chambers, and the three blood vessel types each have structures matched to their functions. In plants, xylem carries water upwards, and phloem carries sugars in both directions. And lifestyle factors like smoking, poor diet, and lack of exercise increase the risk of non-communicable diseases. My top tip, draw and label diagrams from memory. The heart, the digestive system, the leaf cross-section. If you can draw it and label it, you understand it. Thanks for listening. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers. And remember, Every mark you practice for now is a mark you'll earn in the exam. Good luck. You've got this.